Shut your pie hole! We're working here!
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll hear from the Arkansas Woodchopper, take a musical trip down to the mill, hear some songs about the buccal cavity, celebrate Ohio's statehood, and have a vocabulary lesson. Yesterday, March 2nd, marked the birth in 1906 in Knobnoster, Missouri, of Luther William Ossenbrink. Doesn't ring a bell? You may know him better as American country musician Arkansas Woodchopper, or just Arky. He was self-taught on guitar and fiddle and played at local square dances. He landed a job performing on KMBC Kansas City in 1928, and within a couple of years was one of the most popular performers on the National Barn Dance on WLS Chicago, where he remained for the next 30 years. He made records for Champion, Columbia, and Conqueror, and published a 64-page book of sheet music. He died June 23, 1981, in Knobnoster, and is buried in Knobnoster Cemetery. Here are three from the Arkansas Woodchopper.
The sun was sinking in the west and fell with lingering ray through the branches of a forest where the wounded ranger lay. Beneath the shade of a palmetto and the sunset's silvery sky, far away from his home in Texas, they laid him down to die. A group had gathered round him, his comrades in the fight. A tear rolled down each manly cheek as he bid a last good night. One tried and true companion was kneeling by his side to stop the lifeblood flowing, but alas, in vain he tried. Draw closer to me, comrades, and listen to what I say. I'm going to tell a story while my spirit hastens way. Way back in Northwest Texas, that good old Lone Star State, there is one that for my coming with a weary heart will wait. A fair young girl, my sister, my only joy, my pride. She was my friend from boyhood, I had no one left beside. I have loved her as a brother, and with a father's care, I've strove from grief and sorrow her gentle heart to spare. Our country was invaded, they called for volunteers. She threw her arms around me, then bursting into tears, saying, go, my darling brother, drive those traitors from our shore. My heart may need your presence, but our country needs you more. It is true I love my country, for her I gave my all. If it hadn't been for my sister, I would be content to fall. I am dying, comrade, dying, she will never see me more. But in vain she'll wait my coming by our little cabin door. Comrades, gather closer and listen to my dying prayer. Who'll be to her as a brother, shield her with a brother's care. Up spoke the noble rangers, they answered one and all. we'll be to her as brothers till the last one of us falls. One glad smile of pleasure o'er the ranger's face was spread. One dark convulsive shadow, the ranger boy was dead. For from his darling sister, we laid him down to rest. With his saddle for a pillow, he's gone across his bed. Ice cream, cold cream, benzene, and gasoline, soup, beans, string beans floating all around. Sponge cake, beefsteak, mistake, stomach ache, cream puff, steel, must many to be found. Silk hats, doormats, best lads, Democrats, cowbells, doorbells, beckon you to dine. Meatballs, fishballs, mothballs, cannonballs, come on in, boys, the chowder's fine. Won't you bring back a Mrs. Murphy's chowder? From each helping, you'll be helping for a headache powder. And if they had it where we are, we might find a little Austin car in a plate of Mrs. Murphy's chowder. The memories of the Golden West, friends I used to know, they take me to that boarding house where I lived long ago. Every Friday evening we would gather in the hall, a-waiting for the greatest treat of all. Won't you bring back Mrs. Murphy's chowder? It was tuneful, every spoonful made you yodel louder. After dinner, Uncle Ben used to fill his fountain pen from a plate of Mrs. Murphy's chowder. Ice cream, cold cream, benzene, and gasoline, soup, beans, string beans floating all around. Sponge cake, beefsteak, mistake, stomach ache, cream puff, steel must many to be found. Silk hats, doormats, best lads, Democrats, cowbells, doorbells beckon you to die. Meatballs, fishballs, mothballs, cannonballs, come on in, boys, the chowder's fine. Won't you bring back a Mrs. Murphy chowder? From each helping, you'll be helping for a headache powder. Now if they had it where we are, we might find a little Austin car and a plate of Mrs. Murphy's chowder. It's ice cream, cool cream, benzene, and gasoline, soup, beans, string beans floating all around. Sponge cake, beefsteak, mistake, stomach ache, cream puff, beer must many to be found. Silk hats, doormats, bed slats, Democrats, cowbells, doorbells beckon you to dine. Meatballs, fishballs, mothballs, cannonballs, come on in, boys, the chowder's fine. Won't you bring back a Mrs. Murphy's chowder? It was tuneful, every spoonful made you yodel louder. Now after dinner, Uncle Ben used to fill his little fountain pen from a plate of Mrs. Murphy's chowder. I'm a Texas cowboy, I'm far away from home. If I ever get back to Texas, I never more will roam. Montana is too cold for me, and the winters are too long. Before the roundup do begin, our money is all gone. Odle-dle-dle, odle-dle-dle. Nebraska's hills of sand, down through the Indian Nation and up the Rio Grande. But the badlands of Montana are the worst I've ever seen. The cowboys all are 10 feet and the doggies are too lean. I work down in Nebraska where the grass grows 10 feet high, where the cattle are such rustlers that they seldom ever die. I worked up in the sand hills and down up on the flat, where the cowboys are good fellows and the cattle always fat. Oh, little. You never knows a way. You're play any and the best of luck if you eat more than once a day. Your grub is bread and bacon and your coffee black as ink. Now the water is full of alkali that it's hardly fit to drink. Oh-de-de-de-doo, 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 oh-de-de-de-doo. From all you Texas cowboys and a warning take from me. And don't go to Montana to spend your money free. But stay at home in Texas where the work lasts a year around. And you'll never catch consumption by sleeping on the ground. Oh-de-de-de-doo, oh-de-de-de-doo,
The Arkansas Woodchopper, Luther Ossenbrink, with I'm a Texas Cowboy, from Conqueror 7883, November 11th, 1931. Before that, to prove he didn't just record cowboy songs, Mrs. Murphy's Chowder, composed by Willie White, with the words by Harry White and Edgar Leslie. Conqueror 7879 was recorded the day after I'm a Texas Cowboy. And we started a little tribute to Arky with The Dying Ranger, recorded in the Jeanette Studio in the Star Piano Company building in Whitewater Gorge Park, Richmond, Indiana, on February 10, 1930, issued on Champion 16095. The Dying Ranger is not to be confused with another traditional cowboy ballad, The Dying Cowboy, which Arky also recorded for Columbia in 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I recently saw an article about the death on February 10th of 94-year-old Bob Moore. There are lots of Bob Moores around, but this one was the founder in 1978 in Milwaukee, Oregon, along with his wife Charlie, of Bob's Red Mill, an American brand of natural whole grain food products. I routinely buy Bob's Red Mill products, so read the article with interest. What started out as a tiny operation has grown into a global company offering over 200 products in more than 70 countries, but has remained true to its founder's principles, becoming 100% employee-owned in 2010. The Moores also made substantial financial contributions to Oregon universities. So, in honor of Bob and Charlie Moore, we're going to take a musical trip down to the mill.
Dutch mill on a little Dutch hill where the little Dutch stars shine bright. Now a little Dutch boy and his little Dutch girl fell in love by the mill one night. Up above the Dutch moon made the scene complete. They both had so much mood that it was a real Dutch treat. So the little Dutch boy and the little Dutch girl bought the little Dutch mill on the little Dutch hill, and they've added the touch of a little Dutch family.
That old mill is done broke down.
How do you know?
I'm just from down there.
Oh, they broke you down.
Oh, no, I went to get my corn ground.
Why your mill?
I couldn't get it ground.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
Done broke down?
Yes, it done broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. While I had a little corn, I put in a sack. Found it to the mill and come right back. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Well, the people keep a-talking all over town, telling me that mill had done broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Oh, grinding.
Broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Well, my papa been trying, my brothers too. They both been to the mill. They can't get nothing to do. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Now listen there, folks. I want y'all to bear this in mind. If you're going to the mill, you just losing time. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Oh, grind again.
Something dear to my heart. It was there that I met someone dear to me. It was there that we drifted apart. It seems like yesterday I heard her say, I love you, as the rippling waters sang a lullaby. There's an old watermill by a waterfall, and we'll meet in that sweet by and by.
Papa Cow.
An old watermill by a waterfall, and we'll meet in the sweet by and by.
Milton Brown and his Brownies with An Old Watermill by a Waterfall. That record will be having its 88th birthday tomorrow, having been recorded in New Orleans, Louisiana, on March 4th, 1936, issued on Decca 5233. Before that, Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe with her composition, What's the Matter with the Mill, on Vocalion 1550, recorded in late 1930. We started our trip to the mill with Roy Fox at the Café de Paris with an April 11th, 1934 recording of Little Dutch Mill, with the vocal by Denny Dennis. Little Dutch Mill was written by Ralph Reed and Harry Barris. Roy Fox was an American band leader who was invited to bring a band to England for an 8-week residency at the Café de Paris in London's West End. When that gig ended, rather than return to the U.S., he became the leader of the house band at Decca, and from there had several more residencies at London restaurants and clubs before returning to the Café de Paris in March of 1934. You may be familiar with the American slang term pie hole, meaning mouth, as in shut your pie hole, for be quiet or stop talking. The other day I came across a website of British slang and took note of the term sauce box, which is the British equivalent of pie hole. Well, I'm going to shut my sauce box right now so we can listen to these rapidly rotating records about mouths.
My tie is in my collar, the ticket man's done got my dollar. Hush my mouth if I ain't going south, open up the cabin door. My trunk is in my pocket, it's a lot of junk and I don't need to lock it. Hush my mouth if I ain't going south, polish up the cabin floor. Show, ain't seen my mammy for the longest time, I know my pappy's getting old. And though I'm coming home without a dime, it's me they want to see and not my gold. I'm through with cloudy weather, rain and me just don't go together. Hush my mouth if I ain't going south, open up the cabin door. Ticket man's done got my dollar. Hush my mouth if I ain't going south. Open up the cabin door. My trunk is right here in my pocket. It's a lot of junk and I don't need to lock it. Hush my mouth if I ain't going south. Polish up the cabin floor, sure. Ain't seen my mammy in the longest time. I know my pappy's getting old, and though I'm coming home without a dime, it's me they want to see and not my gold. I'm through with stormy weather. You know, rain and me just don't seem to go together. Spank me naked if I ain't going south. Open up the cabin door.
I want to tell you, hurt your love, Joe. Keep it shut. Everything I tell you, boy, is the truth. You better hurt your mouth, you'll get in dirt. The treasure of our lodge come up short. Man, you ought to see the car he bought. Way down in Texas is where he got caught. Hurt your mouth, Joe. You talk too much. Shut your mouth. Do I talk too much?
Yes, you better hurt your mouth.
Will I get in dirt?
You know that man is from the South.
Get my mouth.
Folks say I'm knocking all the time.
Hush your mouth, Joe. You talk too much.
Somebody in your flat is making moonshine.
Now I know you better hush your mouth. You're getting dirt.
That still ain't very far from me. I smell it cooking constantly.
Hush, hush.
It starts cooking every morning about 3.
Hush your mouth, boy. Hush your mouth.
Hush my mouth.
Yes, hush your mouth.
Hush my mouth.
You're getting dirt.
Clarence, you know you come from down south.
Hush my mouth.
There's some stealing done in the store last night.
Who was it? Hush your mouth.
The thief and the police had a little fight.
That's too bad. Hush your mouth.
The dirty thief looked like you, but he got away. Now, they've been looking for him every day.
Did he?
I might tell where he's at if I think I get paid.
Hush your mouth. Did he ask about me?
Hush my mouth.
Yes, you talk too much.
Well, I ain't going to talk.
You'll get me in dirt.
Clarence, you stealing way down south.
Hush my mouth.
You better watch yourself, Clarence. You're doing a little dirt.
Who told you? Hush your mouth. Hush your mouth.
If old man Jones catch you, you're going to get hurt.
Keep your nose out of my business, boy. You talk too much.
I ain't telling nobody this but you. But how come his wife come up with a new pair of shoes? All the suspicion fell on you.
Hush your mouth. You talk too much.
I'm going to hush my mouth.
Yes, you talk too much.
I'm going to keep it shut.
You'll get me in dirt. You
man.
Know, boy, I'm from way down south.
Shut my mouth.
They tell me you bank in the numbers nowadays.
Hush your mouth, you know the police is around.
Sam Torson caught and didn't get paid.
Who told you? Is he looking for me? Looking for me?
Well, they're taking a chance on your life, cause he was looking for you with a knife. And you know I don't want to see you leave your wife.
Hush your mouth. You talk too much, you better hush your mouth.
Do I talk too much?
Yes, you hush your mouth, please.
Oh, I'm getting dirt. So you spank and way down south.
Hush my mouth.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers with Morton's tune, Mushmouth Shuffle, being heard on the show for the first time. That's from Victor 23004, made July 14, 1930. Before that, Joe Sims and Clarence Williams with Shut Your Mouth from Paramount 12435, made around January of 1927. Uncredited are Charlie Thomas on cornet and Fats Waller on piano. We started this sauce box or pie hole set with Cliff Edwards and Hush My Mouth If I Ain't Going South, written by the trio of Maurice Sigler, Michael H. Cleary, and Al Hoffman. I played Hush My Mouth in 2022 by Red Allen with Coleman Hawkins, and frankly, the song is much better suited to his vocal talents. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. For some unknown reason, we've never had a segment dedicated to Ohio's statehood. That changes tonight. Ohio became the 17th of the United States of America when President Thomas Jefferson endorsed the United States Congress's decision to grant statehood on February 19, 1803. But because they failed to ratify the Ohio Constitution, Ohio didn't officially become a state until 150 years and 31 states later, in 1953, when Congress established the date of Ohio statehood as March 1, 1803. Fun fact, Ohio's is the only state flag not a rectangle, but a pennant design. It is sometimes mistakenly referred to as a burgee, because burgee is specifically a nautical term. Here are some rapidly rotating records about Ohio.
Valley, wherever Joe and Jim and Sally learn a thing or so, and they call it Ohio. We've got a football team that's famous. All you've got to do is name us someone who can shame us. We'll show them a thing or two, so we'll sing for Ohio. Just as long as the clouds roll along, and we'll fight for Ohio. If we win, if we lose, we'll still sing this song, for in Columbus Town, Ohio spirit will never be down. Take that ball right down the field, show them we'll never yield, around on the ends and high in the middle, Ohio. In that school by the old Toyota, there gives one iota when you came or why. That's the ray of a real Buckeye. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, the way they love that school will fiend you. From your paw they'll wean you. I'm telling you no lie.
I want to wake up in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning in my Ohio home. I want to ramble mid the roses. I know just where to find the roses. I used to ramble mid the roses in my Ohio home. Got to thinking it over at the close of the day. Got to dreaming of clover and the new mown hay and say, I want to wander in the moonlight and meet the sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight in my Ohio home.
This was to be a segment about Ohio statehood, but there you had a couple of songs more about Ohio State than the state of Ohio. We just heard Ohio and Across the Field, written by William A. Dougherty. That was the Criterion Male Quartet with an unidentified band accompaniment on Jeanette 10045 from around November of 1921. We started off with an early Frank Crummett record, not sounding much like the Frank Crummett we're used to, singing his composition, Hi, Hi, Ohio. That's from Victor 19468, August 25th, 1924, with the orchestra conducted by Charles Adams Prince. In between was Sam Lennon and his troubadours, with the uncredited Scrappy Lambert singing the Gus Kahn lyrics to Walter Donaldson's tune, My Ohio Home. That's from Cameo 8109, made December 27, 1927, 5 days after they recorded it for OK as Lennon's Famous Players. Last week, February 27th, marked the birth in 1873 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of American actor, producer, and songwriter George Stewart Christie. He died in Toms River, New Jersey, on May 20th, 1949. This was supposed to be a full segment, but although he wrote quite a number of songs, including Baby Rose, If All My Dreams Were Made of Gold, I'd Buy the World for You, and That's What I Call a Good Time, they weren't widely recorded beyond the 19-aughts, and the recordings there are not in good shape and difficult to listen to. So I'm going to play just one, On a Good Old Time Straw Ride. One quick note. George Stewart Christie, the songwriter, is not to be confused with George Christie Jr., for 33 years the president of the Ventura, California chapter of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. Here's Byron G. Harlan.
Folks are congregating from afar and wide. Everybody's waiting for the old straw ride. Everyone's excited, everyone's delighted. Every fella's got a lady by his side. Look at all the farmers in the bright red hose. Gals are gallivanting in their Sunday clothes. Beautiful night time, that is the right time. Time to forget your woe. We'll dance all night till broad daylight and wake up the gal downtown. I'll hop around the fiddle like a chicken on the griddle till I'll have to take a rope and tie me down. Under the glimmer of a great big moonbeam rolling along, while we're all singing a song, it's great to cuddle and kiss some fair little miss. Then back to the pumpkin and the squash, my gosh, we'll merrily glide. If you ain't hugging and kissing, there's something you're missing on a good old time straw ride. Well, then, why, it's great to cuddle and kiss some fair little miss. Then back to the pumpkin and the squash, my gosh, we'll merrily glide. If you ain't hugging and kissing, there's something you're missing on a good old-time straw ride. Tildy, hurry up and don't you stop to fuss. Howdy, Zachariah, is there room for us? Who is that to crush? What's the use of rush? Iron quit your tickling, you're a gosh darn cuss. Pass around the applejack again, by heck. Who is that a dropping peanuts down my neck? This is the game, boys. I'm glad I came, boys. Ain't it gonna cost one speck? Say, look here, Zink, why don't you speak and don't look so goddamn black? Well, I reckon, Mr. Smartly, I'm a-bustin' up your party, but to tell the truth, I'm sitting on a tack. Under the glimmer of a great big moonbeam rolling along, while we're all singing our song. It's great to cuddle and kiss some fair little miss. Then back to the pumpkin and the squash, by gosh, we'll merrily glide. If you ain't hugging and kissing, there's something you're missing on a good old time straw ride. Well, now, wait, it's great to cuddle and kiss some fair little miss. Then back to the pumpkin and the squash, by gosh, we'll merrily glide. If you ain't hugging and kissing, there's something you're missing on a good old time straw ride.
He recorded it around the same time, 1912, with Arthur Collins for Columbia, But there you have Byron G. Harlan's solo recording of On a Good Old Time Straw Ride from Edison Blue Ambrel Cylinder 1584. And that leaves us with time for at least one more record. Another word I found on that website of British slang I mentioned earlier in the show is giggle mug, meaning a habitually smiling face. Not only is giggle mug an autological word, it's just fun to say. Giggle mug. And here are a couple of musical examples of giggle mug.
So true, smiling, because she makes me feel the way I do each time I look into her two blue eyes. It seems that I'm in paradise. I keep on smiling because she makes me sing the blues away. Smiling because she came into my heart to stay. I can't help raving about her charms. I want to linger right in her arms, smiling, because I know that she is smiling too.
Sam Lennon's Famous Players with Irving Kaufman singing the Billy Hayes lyrics to Lou Hersher and Joe Darcy's tune, I'm Always Smiling. OK 30996 was recorded February 15, 1928. And before that, Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra with Your Smiling Face from an unissued Victor Test record made December 6, 1929. And I'm happy to say we've got time for yet one more. Here's Kurt Engel. Fun record is that? Percussionist and composer Kurt Engel, E-N-G-E-L, being heard on the show for the first time with Always Smiling on British Decca F6299 from 1935. And I'm also happy to say you'll be hearing more from Kurt Engel in April when his birthday rolls around. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.